boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Let me bring you all in to an average day in the life of Those Girls in the Afternoon. This is what normally happens.
Yeah.
Especially on a Monday, because, you know, believe it or not, we are not together 24/7.
Although some people think we are.
We're not. We do spend the weekends apart in most nights.
I mean, if I had it my way, we would be spending 24/7 together.
I do know that. No, we went our separate ways for the weekend, obviously. And then Monday morning rolls around, and the first thing Destiny does is walk into my office and tell me about her issues. As one
accurate,
does.
Accurate.
Everybody has one friend that has the issues, and then the one that listens to the issues.
Mm-hmm.
I was the listener.
Mm-hmm. She's over there typing, doing her work, and I'm like, here's the issues from this weekend, or whatever issues I have going on.
And I listened, and today you were like, I feel like everybody that I have talked to or gotten to know from dating apps is like in a relationship now.
It's what keeps happening to me.
Which is, it always stings a little bit when you were the one, and then the next one that they talked to was ends up being a girlfriend.
The one that I did date in at the end of October, beginning of November, he's in a relationship. Remember Trucker Dude?
Mm-hmm.
He announced he's in a relationship over the weekend, and I'm like, what's happening with me?
Well, and it clicked for me. I was like, there's a movie about this. Oh my
God.
What
movie?
You're Good Luck Chuck.
What's in Good Luck Chuck?
It's basically, it's an older, I think it was an early 2000s movie. The guy would like date these girls, and then the next guy the girl would date, she would get married to him. So then it became like a thing, like, oh, you got to date Chuck.
So that you can get married.
Once you break up with Chuck, you're going to get married.
I am Chuck.
But yeah, you're Chuck. But
because this keeps happening to me.
Which
is unfortunate. Because not only have all the guys that I've ever talked to or dated have immediately gone into a very serious relationship, they've also gotten married. I'm thinking of like past high school boyfriends. I was, as soon as they got done with me, the next person they dated got very serious and now they are married. James, Sterling, Cody all have like relationships that have switched to marriage, now have kids. And I'm thinking of all the Bumbles and Hinges over the last like, you know, couple of weeks. They're all in serious relationships. And I'm like, I'm Chuck.
Well, yeah, you might be Chuck. And now I'm wondering, like, how do you profit off of this?
Right?
Maybe this is how you like market yourself, like date me and then you'll find the one after me.
I'll put some, you know what? Pay for it. Like $20 to date me. Mm-hmm. And then after me, you'll probably find the love of your life. Then I can make money off of it.
That's what I'm saying. I would like to think of a different name than Chuck, though. I think you could do something better than Chuck.
Good luck, Destiny.
No.
No? You don't like that?
I don't like that.
Date Destiny. No, I don't know if I like that either. Do you like that?
Good luck, Gertrude. That's the best.
Why are we changing my name to Gertrude?
Well, because you gotta have a fake name.
Oh.
I don't know. It's part of my plan that I just came up with.
If you're a single guy and you're hoping to find marriage, I guess date me and it will probably happen.
It'll come right after. You ever leave the gym and you're like, yeah, I definitely cannot walk back into that place.
The day I spilt water all over my pants and it looked like I peed myself. That was the day that I thought about it, but I went back.
I had a fail this weekend that I'm like still, it's one of those things that it's so stupid and so dumb.
Have you gone back since?
I did go back the next day.
With sunglasses on?
But yeah, I had a hood up and I was like, oh no, I wore a hat actually.
So they want to know.
So that my identity was under wraps, because Saturday I went to the gym by myself. And for some reason I was like, you know what? I kind of want to try to run on the treadmill because I've been walking on an incline. For some reason, I had a lot of pent up energy that I was like, I just want to try and see what happens.
Good for you.
It was horrible. I will tell you that it did not feel good. And I was doing like a couple minute increments, did it once, felt okay, walked for a little bit, and then went to start running the second time. And you know, there's like the little flat part on the treadmill where you can like set your phone or whatever.
And your water bottle and stuff. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the treadmill has a cup holder. Well, two cup holders, one on each side. And I put my water, my giant Stanley in one. I put my phone on the flat thing and I'm running again. And I'm feeling like I'm just trying to keep my breathing under control because I don't need anybody to hear me huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
And then my phone goes flying through the air.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know if it's because my steps, I was running too heavy, if you get what I'm saying, that it bounced it off.
Do you need to, like, run lighter?
No. I actually have an issue that I run on my toes because I danced for so long. But my phone goes flying. It's now in between my legs, and I'm, like, trying to run with my phone flying on the treadmill, and then it flies behind me and smacks into the ground. And I was like, do I jump off? Do I pull the emergency stop on the treadmill? And I just hit stop and stumbled off and grabbed it. But I was like, oh my God, everybody here thinks I'm an idiot. And they know it's my first time running in a long time.
This is why I will not run on the treadmill. It's not because I think the phone's going to happen. I think I'm going to be the phone. That is my biggest fear. I've seen them do it on TV, and I know it's like a stunt and it's a joke or whatever, but that's going to be me.
That's what I saw flashing before my eyes.
My shoelace is going to come undone. I'm going to trip on it, and then I'm going to go flying up against the wall.
Well, now I'm like, I 10 out of 10 do not recommend.
Just running on the treadmill?
You know what? I just 10 out of 10 recommend not going at all.
To the gym.
Yeah, don't go.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, obviously, it's no secret that Valentine's Day is quickly approaching.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're somebody that is single or you're like talking to somebody or you're not really sure what's going on in your newer relationship, it can be a really confusing time.
Amen, sister.
Oh, and I got a name for it now.
Great. Give me the name.
The latest dating trend for this time of year is called Valentiming.
Ooh, I kind of like that.
Which is adorable. But really, it's just like when you start to question what your relationship is with the person, because you see, you know, the flowers sitting out at the grocery stores, you see all the cards, you see people on TikTok talking about their gift ideas, and it makes you reflect on your current dating life and the status of your relationship, and if it is in fact actually a relationship or not. Do you feel like this is a thing?
Oh, 100%.
Because you're like, am I supposed to do this for this person who I'm not technically dating, but I am dating?
Right. Do I get him a present? Do I not get him a present? Do I acknowledge the day? Do I not? Are we going out? Are we not?
Well, let me tell you
what's going on here.
What the experts say to do, because that's how a lot of people feel. If you're like, oh, we've only been dating for a month, are we supposed to do like the date and the gift thing? So a relationship expert said, as awkward as it can be,
don't tell me I have to ask him.
You do.
Oh my God, no. No, 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 no.
As awkward as it can be, just listen. They say it's just ask a simple question of, what are your Valentine's Day plans? Now, let me tell you why you should do that. Because if you don't, the anticipation and the nervousness around what is really just a day, February 14th, is going to make
it's not just a day, Taylor.
It's going to make it way bigger of a deal than it actually is. So just be honest and say, what are your plans? Are you free? Do you want to do something?
You know me. That it's not going to come out like that.
What's it going to come out like?
It's going to come out a whole lot worse.
What does that mean?
If
you don't spend Valentine's Day with me,
I swear to God,
I will block your number.
I will come after you. No, I'm just
not the way to do it, I don't think.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Anytime I've ever talked to you, Destiny, about your dating profiles, I feel like your answer to why it's so hard is honestly coming up with a eye-catching profile.
Literally, yes, because I try to put as much as what my personality is like in the like bio or the prompts. And then as soon as I start answering them, I feel like I just don't even know who I am anymore. And then I just like can't do it right.
Well, because it's really awkward to talk about yourself and almost like, I don't know, sell yourself as the best potential girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I have found some advice.
It's hard to sell yourself as $1 million when you feel like a dollar.
Yes.
Put that on a t-shirt. I mean, that was awesome.
That was it. So
I'm putting that on. No, that wouldn't sell very well.
on my
phone. Maybe not.
Yeah, avoid that. I found a Hinge expert who's giving advice for the best Hinge prompt answers, because that's what's cool about Hinge is that they give you these like almost fill in the blank type things that you can include. So I have three tips, and then we're going to test you on how you would fill in the blank to some of these prompts.
Okay.
So I'll quickly just give you the three rules that you should follow. Number one, you're not going to like it, but it's use a voice prompt.
Oh, no.
Don't be scared to basically answer with a voice memo, because they say you're 66% more likely to go on a date by answering that. Number two.
Me. Got to make myself sound a lot more sexier than my voice.
There you go. Do whatever.
I just better not do it right when I wake up.
Yeah. Number two is show off what makes you you. So, like, I'm sure you've seen it before. You've scrolled through a million profiles that all look like they say the same thing. Mm. Like, oh, I think pineapple belongs on pizza. We've seen it a million times. You can be a little bit more creative. And then the last thing is to avoid one-word answers. Obviously, you look lazy. Nobody really wants to chat with
somebody. It's hard to respond to it. Like, if you matched me, Taylor, if you liked, if you found my profile, how the heck are you supposed to respond to a one-word prompt?
So I've got a couple prompts here in front of me, three to be exact. I'm going to have you answer, and then I'm going to give you the right answer of what it should be like.
I feel like I'm in school and I'm getting graded again.
Yeah, and I am not qualified at all, but I'll tell you what the expert said.
I got a lot of D's, so let's see.
D's get degrees. Okay, the first prompt is, I'm the type of texter who...
Okay, so my... who... sends you a winky emoji often. I don't know.
No, okay, that was actually like a terrible answer.
Otherwise, I would have said I tend to send, but this isn't gonna like get a guy to swipe on me or whatever. I was gonna say that I like to send multiples, like where I like to send a sentence gets its own text message. That's who I am as a person. That's what I would have said, but I figured nobody likes that.
Nope, that's great.
Crap.
Number two is good. The wink emoji, trash that, because they say this is a good one to use to tell the people swiping on you whether you're looking for something serious or casual. And it doesn't have to be like, I want to text 24/7, but some of their examples were, I'm the type of texter who doesn't believe that double texting is bad.
No,
or,
I don't.
I'm the type of texter who forgets to respond but will always feel guilty about it.
Yes.
Who loves good morning and good night messages.
Oh my God, yes.
So those little things, you can kind of tell, they're more casual. Oh, they are expecting some serious communication. The next prompt.
Should you put how often you want to be texted on there?
I think that may be a little serious. Okay. But I like the loves good morning and good night messages. I love that.
I do love those.
Because you're kind of like setting up
and
your standards.
Feel free to be spicy in there. Good morning, beautiful.
Oh. Okay. Maybe get to that on the date or something. I don't know. The next prompt I want to go over is, the one thing I'd love to know about you is...
Oh, God. The one thing I would love to know about you is how you load a dishwasher.
Okay.
Or how you put a toilet paper on.
You know what? That's actually great.
But I do it both ways. So for me, I don't care, but I know a lot of people are very, very picky about how they put the toilet paper roll on. I do it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
It does the duty what it needs to do.
Okay. That's a great option, because their number one advice for this is to make sure that there's just a conversation starter. So either of those,
we can debate which way is better.
Are arguable. Some other options would be,
do you think plates should go on the top rack?
Right.
Some people do.
Very specific.
You would be wrong.
Otherwise, you can do that you'd love to know what TV show or movie you find yourself constantly quoting, your favorite restaurant and what you order from there, whether or not you know the Muffin Man was one of their suggestions. Funny. I love it. The last one is, first round is on me if...
Ooh. If you beat me to the restaurant.
Okay, no, I don't like that at all. That's terrible. If you beat me to the restaurant.
I don't know. That was the first thing I thought of. Okay.
No, terrible. No.
Okay, can I do another one?
Yeah, sure. Because you got to make up for that.
Bad. You didn't prep me beforehand. I didn't get to think about these. They're just the first thought. And honestly, my first thought are always really bad. If you can beat me at what is the thumb war.
Okay.
Because I like a little competition. I think it's a little fun. It's a little spicy.
You're on the right track. I don't know about thumb wars.
Or something. Maybe yes. A little tic-tac-toe. Yes. I don't know.
No, not that. Okay, so basically, the expert...
I suck. I need a boot camp so bad.
The expert says, skip the chit-chat. And this one's great because you're immediately inviting somebody to drinks. And you can suggest a challenge or something that you want to relate to the person over.
Yeah.
So they say a couple of suggestions are, first round is on me if you can quote... this movie.
Okay.
Legally Blonde for you.
Yes.
If you can beat me at bowling, we or real life. I love that answer.
I never went on a date with this guy. I don't know why. We just kind of stopped talking to each other. But there's this guy on Hinge who we had this like friendly competition that we both think we had more of an embarrassing story. And then if we went on a date together, whoever had the more embarrassing story, the other person would have to buy the drinks. So it's like, it's almost like that.
Interesting.
Because mine was about Pete Davidson knowing what time my alarm clock goes off and how it went off at the show in front of everyone. And I don't know what his was going to be, but he was hinting towards it was really bad.
Just never made it out on the date.
Nope, never made it.
Probably because you didn't use that prompt. Now drop and give me 20.
Ah! 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm out of breath.
Because so,
honestly, like, I could probably only do 4.
Literally just waving your arms around. Because.
Don't call me out like that. What, you really thought anybody thought you were doing push-ups over there? No way.
Yeah, I wanted them to think that. No, we're not in that kind of boot camp, but we are in Hinge boot camp currently. Because.
I just want to let you know, I walked in and she said, you are doing Hinge boot camp, whether you like it or not.
Well, yeah. Because I saw that there is a Hinge expert who was giving some really awesome tips on how to answer those prompts that you have on your profile that maybe you're like, I don't know. I don't know how to talk about myself in that way.
I really don't.
So that's why I'm putting you through this. I am testing how you would answer, and then we're going over how you should answer. Because you need help. It's bad. It's really bad.
I didn't know it was so bad.
I do love 7358 texted us and said the best thing that they ever saw on a dating profile was the prompt was I'm prioritizing my mental health by, and his answer was still going to therapy even if I think I don't need it. And she said they're still together and that it was a huge green flag.
Aww.
So success story that those Hinge prompts can get you pretty far.
Ooh.
So I would like to go over the prompt. I'll fall for you if...
Oh, my God.
How would you answer that?
Well, selfishly, I would say if you love Post Malone just as much as I do. But I know that you're going to tell me the expert says that's a no.
No, I don't think that's bad necessarily. I think you could be a little more specific.
Or I would say if you... Or well, can you repeat the question?
I'll fall for you if...
You love Post Malone and Nickelback. You're going to tell me no?
I really... It's okay. I think you could use a little bit of work because they say this prompt, you should use it to discuss what you really want in a partner. You want a Post Malone fan. No, I think that's a good thing.
I do.
And that you should either be pretty serious or pretty silly about it. So you kind of have two approaches.
Okay. So, then. Now I can do it. If you said be silly with it. I'm like, okay, I'll say if you can deal with my obsession with Post Malone and if your ears can bear hearing Nickelback from time to time.
Yeah.
How's that?
Here's what I would say if I were
never
you.
Mind.
I think you could say, I'll fall for you if you know all the words to Rockstar by Post Malone and by Nickelback. You know?
That is so good.
Yeah, I'll
be
your ghostwriter.
Why aren't you single?
Why am I not single? I don't know.
Because you're apparently really good at
it. That was poetry, all right? So some of their suggestions for I'll fall for you if you are a good communicator who likes meaningful conversation. That's definitely a more serious one.
Oh, that's totally me. I love deep conversations.
You're down to binge watch reality TV on lazy days. So being kind of upfront with like what your hobbies are. Or if you're willing to watch... insert sports team here. You're a Vikings fan. If you're willing to watch the Vikings games with me on Sundays. So those are a couple ways.
I would say if you're willing to watch the Vikings lose on Sundays with me.
There you
go.
There's
the funny.
Yeah.
Because they do lose often.
Okay, we finally got there. We got to one. Okay, moving on to the next prompt.
Let's see if I can fail this one too.
Which is typical Sunday. is.
Oh, I have to answer it
yeah,
now.
What your typical Sunday
is. Oh, dear Lord. I'm going to fail this one, too. Sleeping until noon and in my pajamas all day eating what little food I have in my cupboards.
Okay.
Now,
if I just want to pose this to you. If you read that on a guy's profile, would you be like, yeah, I want to come over to his house?
Yeah, I was being realistic. That's what I do on
a
Sunday.
You gotta like sexify it a little bit. Because that was not cute.
I'm in my lingerie.
No, that's not what I mean. It's not what I mean. Let you shut up. That was bad.
Listening to Marvin Gaye.
No.
Lonely.
They say use this
prompt. I've got
prompt.
Rose petals all over the bed. Is that good enough for you?
No, you're not listening to me. It's the perfect way to kind of explain, like, I don't know, your ideal lazy day. Because everybody likes Sundays to be lazy.
I was giving you my...
No, but you have to make it... inviting is what they say. So you
yeah,
don't want to
be
like
in your pajamas with me.
Right. But we're tiptoeing the line of like, all oh, right. I don't want to brush my teeth all day. Like maybe save that
yeah,
for
let's
6 months.
Make out with
thin.
Our both dragon breaths.
Okay. And then the last one is I'm moving on. The last one is dating me is like.
Honestly, a hot mess, clearly. But I'm not going to say that because then nobody's going to be swiping on me. Dating me is like. Ice cream headache. Also, I am not good at this because
no,
these are all
you're really bad.
Thoughts that come to my head. Dating me is like, you know what? I got it. Dating me is like hanging out with your childhood best friend because I feel like I'm a lot of fun and I like to act like a kid sometimes, but not in an immature way.
Okay, that was a good answer because one of their suggestions is having a best friend, a partner, and a sidekick all in one person. But I think you answered more specific than that, which is good because they say use this prompt to show exactly what you're looking for in your next relationship. And again, you can be more funny, you can be more genuine, or you can be more serious. So that was actually a good answer. Some other options are dating me is like going to a buffet with all your favorite foods. My favorite one is dating me is like that feeling when you get your favorite food delivered.
Yes, those are good. Those are good.
So I think you have some work to do. Maybe
lots.
Hit edit on the dating profile because what you came up with is trash.
I was super excited to get with my girlfriends over the weekend and have dinner because like we haven't gotten together in a while. So it was like time to catch up on our lives and stuff.
Mm.
But it got sad real quick. I'm not going to lie. Because of course we all need to update each other on like our relationships. One is married. One's engaged. You got single Pringle Destiny.
Oh, yeah, you're hitting all the different categories.
Of course. So it was perfect. So we're all talking about, I'm talking about just dating in general. One's talking about the engaged world, and the other one's talking about being married. But I was just shocked from the two of them, just kind of how Debbie Downer they were about their relationship.
Mm.
Like, okay, let me just paint the picture. So we're at dinner. We're having a couple of drinks, and the married one's complaining about her husband and, oh my God, all he does is play video games and it's so annoying. He doesn't help me with the kids and blah, 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 blah. I get it. I get the struggles. You probably want some more help from your significant other,
yeah.
Right? Then the other one's complaining, oh my God, I just wish he was more romantic. And they're just complaining. And I didn't have anyone to complain about other than myself. So I didn't complain anything. I thought, here's where I'm confused, because I know them and I see them on social media. I thought that they were madly in love with their significant other. And mm-hmm. I thought when I see them with their significant other, it seems like they're madly in love with their significant others. When I see it on social media, looks like the exact same thing. However, when we're together as girls getting some drinks, it seems like they might just want to end in a divorce for one and a broken engagement. So I'm just really confused right now.
Well, yeah, because I know exactly. I got couples popping up in my head, the ones that I'm like, oh, they look so happy. And then what happens when you're not with each other? How are you talking about each other?
Exactly. So now I'm just like, I'm stuck. I have a question that I need answered right now because I have no idea what is the answer. So my question is, if your friends are venting to you, like my friends were, about their significant other, mm-hmm. they're going off about how one's ticking them off, right? Does that mean that they're unhappy? Like, should I assume the marriage and the engagement is unhappy? or they were just needing to vent to their girlfriends. Because I'm over here thinking, oh, it's going down. They're going to end things. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I can't tell if they're unhappy now or if they're not unhappy. Right. Like, can you vent to friends and still be happy? Or that's can you not vent to friends?
That's a good question. Like, are you just getting it off your chest or is this thing about to end?
That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Call me crazy, but I think that if you are venting to your besties about your significant other, I'm going to go ahead and say that you are in an unhappy relationship. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think? If you're venting to your friends about your significant other, does that mean you're in an unhappy relationship?
1583 said, not necessarily. They could be venting because they're trying to figure out how to say it to their significant other.
Okay.
And if things were really wrong, that they would hope that they would be taking steps with their partner to vocalize and restructure how to handle those issues. I really like what this person said because I like how they put how, like, you're trying to figure out how to say it to your partner. Because I've totally been there where mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this thing is, like, driving me nuts about this guy. How should I deal with it? Maybe getting advice. But I don't know. Like, I'm kind of with you where I saw a group of girlfriends last fall, and they were just, like, dogging on these guys
that
they were
been
dating
seeing. Yeah.
Like, one was like, yeah, I broke up with this guy. He went crazy on me, blah, blah, blah. Like, gave me all the crazy details. And then the other girl was like, yeah, my boyfriend that I'm living with now is driving me crazy, and he's in a bad mood today, and I just, like, don't even want to be around him. And they're like, how's your life? And I was like, I'm good, you guys.
So
not even to brag. There was nothing to brag about, but I was also like, I don't have anything bad to say, I don't think.
So you couldn't participate in the conversations of, like, dogging on your significant other like they were because you just didn't have anything.
No, and I think everybody has, like, complaints. Like, well, I complain that he doesn't use soap on a pan every once in a while when he's washing it. 100%. But I'm more like poking fun at him, making fun of him, but also like letting him know, like, you really should not do that. But I don't think I could ever, like, sit with my group of girlfriends and be like, let me tell you everything I hate about this man.
Right.
Because at that point, why am I with this man?
Okay, so when my girlfriends were doing that, I'm just like, okay, that's where I'm like, was it just like you said? Is it just a fun poke? I couldn't tell if it was a poking fun
mm-hmm.
or if we are just dogging on them. And now this whole time I thought you were in a happy, healthy relationship. You actually weren't. So now I'm just like, when they were venting, does that mean that they're, like, in an unhappy relationship? Like, I'm so confused right now.
Right. Well, this freaked me out when I heard it. My boyfriend had a group chat with his guy friends. One of them had gotten married, and he was sending messages like, I hate this wedding ring.
Recently? Like, after?
Yeah.
No.
After the wedding had happened, and then he was sending messages like, this wedding ring is driving me nuts. I hate it. When can I take it off?
And now I'm starting to think he's in an unhappy relationship, or maybe he's just complaining about the ring, but I'm starting to think it's an unhappy relationship.
Well, I asked, I was like, is this how you guys talk? Like, if I found out you were talking about me like that, my feelings would be really hurt. And he was like, no, he's kidding. It's just a joke. It's just like what we do. So maybe it depends on the situation. I don't know. Is it a fun activity for some people? I don't know.
Maybe it's like fun. I don't know. I need help. If you vent to your friends about your significant other, does that mean you are in a unhappy relationship? Let us know. After this weekend, I'm starting to think love is dead.
It's so dramatic.
I really do. Come on. If you weren't sitting around with your girlfriends and all they were doing were complaining about your significant others, their significant others, you wouldn't think the same thing? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. Is it a normal thing? Does it mean that they're just unhappy and on the verge of a breakup?
I don't know, Taylor.
That's what we're trying to figure out. Morgan, what do you think?
I think venting about your significant other is a good thing sometimes. Well, sometimes you just need to get it off your chest and you can't vent to them about them. You can't tell them, like, always why you're mad at them because then they're going to get more mad.
When do you think it's, like, too far and too much if it's happening all the time or, like, what is
the
line?
When you're complaining about them constantly. If you can't find anything that you love about your significant other, you probably aren't in a very good relationship.
I like that. You can't complain to them about them.
That is a good point, because it's just going to start more and more fights. And honestly, who wants to fight these days?
Well, yeah.
I ain't got time for that.
Sometimes you're not even sure if it's worth the fight. So to bounce it off your friends is first step sometimes.
That's exactly what 2023 texted in. They said, besties are the ones qualified to commiserate, correct, or just listen and turn the mood around. No one gets it like they do.
100%. Because you're like, okay, if I go to my mom, she's going to tell me how I'm wrong, or I can't go to him because he's going to think I'm attacking him. So sometimes it's like, you got to go to the bestie first.
Exactly.
7996 said, having someone as a soundboard to reflect and practice, or maybe get another opinion is helpful. But if it's constant, there's possibly a problem. Don't be sad. I like that. I like that. If it's constant, maybe you're unhappy. But otherwise, you just need somebody to listen and be like, am I being too much right now?
No, I like that. 1875 texted in. They said, I ran to my friends about my BF when something happens that I don't like, and I usually want them to give me advice or tell me how they think I should handle the situation. My BF and I are still healthy. It's just I don't want to say the wrong thing. That, bingo. I do the exact same thing. How many times do I come into your office and I'm like, girl, this is what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Am I overreacting? Because I'm an overreactor.
Yeah.
And 100%. I just don't know.
So sometimes I feel like you have no choice. If you're not going to your friends, who else are you going to? Like I said, your parents? Would your boyfriend rather you go to your parents about it? No.
That would be weird. Hey, Dad. Me and my boo thing, we had a fight. What do you think? I could never.
Like, oh, sorry about that. Have you got air in your tires recently?
You were going to say that.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Well, we are officially into awards season, people.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, normally I would say that I am a watcher of these shows, but with TikTok, I don't really need to be anymore.
I know, you just get a quick recap of it all.
Well, yeah, there's some people that literally like live streaming on TikTok. Otherwise, the biggest moments just get clipped and uploaded on there. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to lie to you. That's what I did last night. I scrolled through Grammy Talk.
Oh, my God. I watched the whole actual Grammys.
Okay, so you're going to
I did YouTube TV, and I started in an hour later. And then so I just like skimmed through everything.
Right.
I was like, oh, I don't care about that person performing. Let me skim through it.
Yeah, let me just skip ahead. Well, I want to just do a little bit of a recap, but mostly really just the viral moments that when you see them, here's what's happening.
Perfect.
Basically, without having to sit through the whole, how long was the show? 2-3 hours?
All 7 till 10:30.
Oh my gosh.
Are you
serious?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, TikTok, because that did not take me that long.
Trust me. Some of it could have been deleted.
Wow. Okay.
Or removed.
Well, let's just highlight some of the biggest moments that you probably will see on TikTok and now understand a little bit better. Number one, Celine Dion showed up and nobody knew that was going to happen.
I was shooketh to my core.
She obviously has been battling with stiff person syndrome, mm-hmm. and we haven't seen a lot of her because she's been working on that. But she showed up to announce the album of the year, which ended up going to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And that got Taylor Swift into a little bit of trouble because Celine Dion announced that it was going out to Midnight's album of the year, Taylor Swift. Taylor comes up on stage. She grabs the trophy, doesn't even look at Celine, doesn't say thank you, doesn't say anything, and is just like, oh my gosh, to her team, and then goes up to make her acceptance speech. So she really didn't acknowledge Celine Dion being there. She didn't say thanks, whatever. So there was a lot of people being like, okay, that was disrespectful. How dare you ignore the queen, mm-hmm. Celine Dion? But they kind of repaired that, I guess, because they posted photos together from backstage. Some other people made some good points that she may have been told not to touch Celine Dion because of...
That's true. You don't know.
Her
yeah.
stiff person syndrome, that you don't know how she's going to react. So I think that beef, quote unquote beef, is squashed they took a picture backstage.
It's a good thing you're telling me that, because people are going to change those videos and make them look like they're worse than what they actually are.
Well,
on
that's
TikTok. And
what I was seeing. I'm like, oh my gosh, she seriously like snubbed her, like almost nose up in the air, like turned away from her. But now we kind of have some feelings why. More in Taylor Swift's news. If you remember from the Golden Globes in January, her and Selena Gomez got in a little bit of drama because they were whispering at a table and everybody was trying to figure out what they were saying. So she took no chances at the Grammys. Instead, her and Lana Del Rey were seated next to each other, and they had fans, like big black fans, that they would flip out and talk behind so that camera that's sitting right in front of them would not catch anything that they were saying.
That's smart.
And then obviously it was a huge night for Taylor Swift. She won early in the night her 13th Grammy. Everybody knows that's like her favorite number for best pop vocal. And that's when she took the moment to announce her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropping on April 19th. I've seen some people saying that was tacky to use that moment to announce it. I don't know, because
that's totally her thing.
It is. She's done it before. So I guess
I actually thought she was going to announce like Reputation or something.
That was the other thing.
I knew
everybody thought that
she was going to announce something. I just didn't know what it would be.
Well, she announced brand new music. You decide if you think it's tacky. She also made history earning her fourth album of the year with Midnights. She's the first person to ever do that. And previously, before last night, she was tied with Stevie Wonder, Frank Sinatra, and Paul Simon. Three huge names. Moving on to Jay-Z. He used his acceptance speech to absolutely dog on the Grammys.
Yeah, he did.
He basically, because Beyonce got a little bit snubbed. She's never won Best Album out of all of the years that she's been nominated. She has never won Album of the Year. And he was like, I don't want to embarrass my wife, but something's not adding up Grammys. She's won all these awards, but she's never won Album of the Year. Something's not working. And then the camera cut to Beyonce, and she was like nervously smiling, like, oh my God, please stop. Like, what are you doing up there? And then last but not least, Miley Cyrus, who I would say was the star of the night. She took home her first ever Grammy. She actually walked away with two. I had no idea that she had never won a Grammy before that.
I would have figured she would have.
But she performed Flowers. Obviously, everybody knows that song, and she was really into it. She was giving like Tina Turner vibes up there. And then she flipped and she called the audience out for being not engaged enough, mm-hmm. I guess, and said in the middle of her singing, why are you acting like you don't know this song? And then everybody got up and started singing and dancing after
that's
that.
That's a queen right
so
there.
So that is your Grammy 2024 in review, I guess.
No, I love that, because like you said, if you see anything on TikTok that doesn't add up, you're going to be like, okay, that's probably been fake or modified or whatever. Now I know the real deal.
Mm-hmm. And if you learned anything from me, don't watch it on TV. Just watch it on TikTok.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Oh, the funs of dating. Fun of dating? You know what I mean.
The adventures.
That's what I meant to say. The adventures of dating. I really do enjoy getting to know somebody. I know you don't.
I know. That's where I'm like, you have got to be exhausted, because that just seems so tiring to me.
Oh, it's fun.
I have a hard enough time talking to myself every day.
I love getting to know people. I really do. It's a lot of fun. I get bored of like the same boring questions, like, well, what is your favorite color? What's your favorite? That can get boring, but it's like the deep conversations that are always fun for me. But then there's those questions that, like, for me, can make or break a relationship. Well, make or break whether or not you get into a relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
There are some of them that you do kind of need to agree on. So let me kind of give you a backstory. I was hanging out with a guy over the weekend, and out of the blue, he randomly asked me what my debt is like.
Oh,
and we've been talking, right? Which is fine. I don't care. I'll tell you. It's not that bad. Like, you know, student loans. Woo. Everybody's got it. Well, not everybody, but you know what I mean.
I got it. Don't you worry. I got it.
But it was like out of the blue. And I'm like, I don't have a problem answering that. But I'm like, I'm sure other people would probably be like, it's a little too early, buddy.
Definitely personal. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I personally think that that's a question that I would rather ask or answer when we get further, like when we're actually dating.
Yeah.
Maybe when we're going to move in or get married. Well, maybe before we get married. I'd rather we talk about it before we get
definitely
married.
Definitely that. I'm kind of with you that that's definitely not a priority question. It's, I would say it's a priority question, like you said, if you're going to move in together, if you're going to start splitting finances, then yeah, you probably want to start getting to know what their financial life is like, what they owe, the, I don't know, maybe credit score comes into play at that point.
Right.
But I'm kind of with you. If you're not even in a relationship yet, does it really make a difference? Right. I don't know.
Again, I don't care. I'm an open book, so I didn't care being asked, but I was just like, oh, that's a little early to be asked, but all right. But there are some questions that I'm like, okay, these do need to be asked right away.
Yeah.
And one of those, for me personally, you might not agree with, one of the questions that I need to know right away, it needs to be answered, is do you want to have kids?
Oh, right away. Wow.
Literally almost right away. I need to know if you want to have kids. Because I really feel like that can make or break a relationship. It is hard to be with somebody who does want to have kids and you do not want to have kids, because they're going to just nag you on and on about how they want to have kids. And if you really don't, it just makes it awkward. This is one of the first things I want to get out of
I feel like it's a good way to, like, if you're somebody that really wants kids, to like weed out somebody that's not serious about you.
Right.
Or if you're the opposite and you're like, I don't see myself having kids, and somebody's like really passionate about starting a family, then I guess what's the point of going on beyond that?
No, 100%.
And feelings are just gonna get hurt.
And I don't really, I don't see myself having kids, and I don't want to let anybody down. I'm like, I'm not the one for you. Then find somebody else who can do that for you. I'm not that one. 100%. So for me, that is one of the first questions I'm gonna ask within, honestly, the first month.
Which sounds crazy. Like, I feel like if you would have told me that, I don't know, 5 years ago, I would have been like, Destiny, you're nuts that you're going to scare every guy away. Because
it does
happen. That's a big question.
It does happen.
But you're not necessarily asking, do you want to have kids with me?
that's when you scare them.
That's very scary.
It's fun getting to know somebody and asking them questions like, you know, hey, are you a dog person or a cat person? But then when you get to like the more serious questions, like, how much debt you got? Is that fun? I mean,
that's just like, I think, kind of part of being an adult. Mm-hmm. You can still ask the fun questions, but you have to like grow up.
We didn't ask these in high school. You know what I mean?
No way. I didn't.
Also, the only debt I probably had was like 25 cents that I owed my parents or something. You know what I mean?
Going to the pool or something. Yeah, 100%. It was not this serious.
Okay, well, we're wondering, like, those questions that you do have to ask because you're an adult, at what point do you need to be asking those when you're dating somebody? Like, I'm thinking political views. What do you think?
Me?
At what point?
I feel like fairly soon. Mm-hmm. But what I do, and maybe this is bad, I don't know, I just will make like sly comments maybe that kind of make it obvious what my views are, to see how somebody responds. And then from there, it can either start the conversation.
Or start a fight.
Or you kind of get the vibe like, okay, I think we're on the same page, is what I have done. Just because I do think, you know, You probably should agree on your values, and you might as well get that out of the way instead of having feelings attached.
Dude, political views is one of the top things for me that I like to get out of the way as soon as I can. I'm telling you, one time on a date with somebody, the very first date, I asked them who they voted for in the election that year.
That's bold.
That is bold. I'm not wasting my time. Who'd you vote for?
Yeah, fair enough.
I need to know.
I'm with you, especially, you know, it's an adult thing.
Views on like marriage. How soon should you? I'm talking like, okay, do you even want to get married? How soon should you be asking that question?
Okay, I'm the wrong person to ask because I don't know if I want to get married. I don't know.
But that's a question that you should be asking your boyfriend. Hey, I don't know if I want to get married, so what about you? Because I need to know. Like, what if he was a diehard, he wanted to get married?
I just kind of want to wait until I'm like 30. I don't know. That one's wrong for me. I think for most normal people, it's probably fairly soon into dating.
Yeah.
So that, again, you're not wasting your time getting attached to somebody and then finding out that you don't have the same end game.
Exactly. I would say it's within the first month to 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. I would say like 3.
Okay, 3 might be too long, actually. What? I don't want to waste your time. If I want to get married one day and you don't.
Yeah, you might as well
find
out.
And I'm going to fall for you. And I'm just going to get myself hurt.
Let me just save my own feelings.
Exactly. Okay. What about like, I'm thinking like housing situation. Like, do they want to buy one day? Do they just always want to rent? When should you bring that up?
I would say right away.
What?
Yeah. I feel like that's something, especially since graduating college, that would always, I mean, not right away, but like once you're comfortable with a person being like, what are you going to do with your life? Because like post-graduation, you know, everybody's in that like fuzzy mind state of where am I going? What am I doing? I never wanted to get that close to anybody romantically that was like, oh, I have plans to move to Minneapolis in the next year. And then it's like, okay, do we really want to even mess around with that? Because you have goals of going somewhere that I have no interest in going to.
Right. When it comes to like buying a house or renting a house, I don't really care what they want to do because like I'm down for either one.
I don't think that's the first part of that conversation.
But if it came down to moving, like you said, do you want to go somewhere? That I think needs to be accomplished and talked about almost right away within like the first month as well. Because I think eventually I do want to leave Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to, that's kind of a bummer.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to make like feel like you're making somebody do it or vice versa.
Or that you're holding me back.
Yes.
Right? Because I don't ever want that. I don't want that to be something later on that like I will have like regret.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I stayed with you, but I could have went to L.A.
Let the bird fly, baby.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.